to be united. And let me tell you what just a little bit of Inupiaq spirit can do. And it's been working for how many years? In our region, we don't have but about 5,000 people. A small area. I mean, when you look at those regions over there, Chilista's got 15,000 people. Sea Alaska got, 16,000? You know, Doyon's got 8,000 or 9,000. But little old Nana, with 5,000 people, we only have maybe 2,000 adults, you know, only 2,000 grown-up people. Even though we never ever talked about it. I mean, I never go to Johnny and talked about Nana Power. All these years we were trying to be businessmen because we knew that if we didn't do our business, we would lose our land, so we became businessmen. Tried to, and we did okay. Frank and Al, little old Nana, we control the AFN, Nana does, the native power for the whole state. We helped organize it in 1966. We control United Bank Alaska through me. I'm chairman of the board. We organize it. It's a big business of maybe $150 million in assets. Nana owns a part of it. We own Alaska United Drilling Company and control it, even though we have some more partners in it. We've got seven regions in here, and we've got three regional corporations in this. We run the only native newspaper in the state. We run the old folks, the old folks organization, I think. I mean, and we never even talked about it. We, at one time, we controlled the CEDC through Al. You know, we control the finance committee now through Al, because the Inupiaq spirit is strong. And the way we do that is because we work together. Even though we might not agree all the time, we know that to take care of our people, we gotta have a little spirit, and we gotta work together. But while I've been working down there in Anchorage, I've been working with all the regions for a long time, ever since, you know, we got started. And what I began to see was that they were confused. And I think we have been confused too. And I think our people, we confused them somewhat because we had nobody to tell us what to do. We had nobody to allow us and tell us how to go about it. So all we did was the best we could. And that's all we've been doing, is we've been, it's like we didn't have any guiding light. You know, we didn't have some tribal council of older people say, well, Willie, Johnny, you should do it this way. So we did the best we could. But what was happening was all those regional corporations they got out there, 12 of them, we began to see that they didn't quite understand what we were trying to do starting in 1966. We began to see that it wasn't just the land. We weren't just fighting for land. We were fighting for our people's survival. The Iqaluit survival, the Inupiaq survival. And not just the land, but our people's way. But we talk about the Inupiaq values that we'll go into a little later. And they were good. Those were the things that kept me going about how many years I've been away from home, almost 25 years, going away to and from school. And of course, one of the main things is that our people don't do things for themselves. Right? We do things for each other. And when I began to see those regional corporations, what they were doing is they were getting lost in their job. They were trying to be businessmen, not leaders of their people. They began to worry about budgets and about this section of that act or some lawsuit over here or how to fill that position. They were forgetting about their people. And that's not why we went after that land sale. And even today, most of those regional corporations, they don't even know which question to ask. They're so far gone. Of course, some of these poor Inupiats down here in Kodiak, they've been occupied for 200 years. But for us, and also in Southeast Alaska, they've been trying to nalog nilo for a long time. Their grandparents decided that they had to learn Robert's Rules of Orders, and they wanted to be able to vote, they wanted to do this and to do that, which was fine, but many of them decided that the only way they were going to survive, they thought, was to try to become an alumni. And they're your age. And now after all those years, I think they're finally deciding that no matter how hard they try, the Nalogmis aren't going to accept them as a Nalogmi because they're itlich. And they should be proud of that, but they're not. Because a lot of our own people, they don't like themselves because they're Inupiat. Because the system, if you talk Inupiat, they're going to beat it out of you. And that's how come, I think, our children have had so many problems. Because they're getting disconnected from their people. What's been happening up here is they don't know how to Inunat anymore. They can't Inupiaraq anymore. And they're not getting educated enough in a Nalogmi way to hold a job. And so we're creating a real big problem. And it's been going on for some time now. We're creating young people who don't know who they are. They can't hold a job. They're not good for themselves. They're not good for Nana to help us run all these things that we've got over these years. And they're not good for the state because they'll never earn enough money to pay back the state all that money it's taken to educate them even as far as they went. 8th grade, 12th grade. And not only that, like we talked about, if that stock, that piece of paper that says you own stock in Nana, where our land is, for those kids who don't have that Inupiat spirit, for those who forget that that piece of paper represents that land of their forefathers. In 1991, when they can sell it, there'll be no Nana. Because they're going to sell it. Because they don't have that Inupiat spirit in their head. So, it's very important, well, to all of us who've been working for Nana for how many years now. To me, it's not worth it for us to stand up here for how many years and try to hold everything together for our Inupiat people if they don't want to remain Inupiat. If they want to become the Nalogmi, the thing to do is just keep on going, just like we are right now. And you can see the problems that it's creating everywhere in our region, all those bad things we saw, and probably the worst ones in Kotzebue. Because if our people don't want to survive, as EPAP people, then it's not, we're putting our energies in the wrong place, maybe. What we're going to try to do before we leave is we're going to try to see if you people are willing to work hard and look for a solution. And we're not saying that only the Inupiaq way is the right way, because you can be an Inupiaq, speak your language, and know everything possible about our people, and you can still be a politician, you could still be a businessman, you could still be an educator. So we have more work to do than most people, because we have to educate our people more, not less. And our people are smart. But you gotta make sure that those children understand that. That they can Inupiaq, they can know all about their country, but they also gotta get those degrees too. No, because either you're going to make a living hunting and fishing and trapping. That's one way. See, you got an option that the Lenalmes don't have. I mean, we're better off because we have an option right now. And we fought for it, too, to be able to hunt and fish. And we have to fight hard to keep it because those city guys want the same rights. But we have... Right now, we have more than the Lenalmi people, because we got our land, we got our language yet, we got the old people, we got money, but we have to work hard, we have to educate our people. Because if we don't, like Johnny says, we're just going to create more jobs for everybody else. Whenever we use our power, in our area, when we created NANA, that took political power. When we created Manila, when we created the school district, the only thing we've done, not the only thing, but the biggest thing we've done is we've created more jobs for everybody else. And the only way we're going to get those jobs for our people in our region is to keep them in school. But what we're going to do is we're going to try to do it in the Inupiaq way. That is, when that kid goes to school, he's not doing that for himself so he could have a job himself. He's going to do that because he's going to help our people survive. Because our people, they don't like to do things for themselves. They like to do things for our people. So that's what we're trying to do. Because if this doesn't work, there's nothing else that's going to work. No matter how much education that you try to give people, if it's not part of this, what we call Inupiaq Iliqpisat, we're only going to educate them to leave us. I don't know how many Inupiaqs I've seen in Anchorage. They've even got themselves law degrees. I mean, they work real hard. But unfortunately, their parents and whatnot decided that they shouldn't be in your path anymore. So we couldn't give them any responsibilities because they don't think like our people. So they're no use to us. Oh, they might be, but we got to sit there and watch them like everybody else. But if you have this, we don't worry about you. We know you're going to work hard. We know you're going to be careful. Just like we had to be 25 years ago or 10,000 years ago, because people were trained right. Anyway, so you see, we're not here to tell you that we're going to do lots for you. You're going to have to come up with a way to keep this strong in NOTAC. Because only you can teach this. Then the Lokmi teachers, they can try to help to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know, but education is a tool. You know, it's like a rifle. You pick it up, and you use it, and you lay it back down. Don't get confused by it. Right? Just like our corporation. Don't get confused by it. You know, it's like our tribe. It's a business. We can understand it. Use it. We have to use it to help our people survive. In fact, we have to use all these things to help our people survive. So that's our project now. That's going to take not just 1 year. And it's not just going to take teachers. Because what they've done here is they've taken you out of your responsibility. Our grandparents have to get back involved again and to help train the children. Because just like it hasn't worked for the Nolomis, they have worse problems than we do, maybe. Because the mom is over here working, the daddy's over there working and flying around everywhere. And what are the kids doing? They're in school, but a school can't teach these values. So that's what's happening to us. So we gotta stay with those kids, you know, and train them. And there's no reason why we can't do it, because we can do it. But we're not going to do it if we let it go the way it has been going for how many years now. And it takes work. Just like it took work to survive back in the old days. Everybody had to work. And it's no different today. But we could take those same Inupiat values, you know, hard work, cooperation, sharing, right? Respect for elders, humility, all the same things that made our people survive when it was tough, you could still use them today and tomorrow. And I think this would be a better place to live. But we got to try to keep control as much as possible of what happens in our area, in our region. But the temptation is going to be 10 years from now, when that stock is available, if it goes, we got nobody to try to protect our people.
Follow the script.
Let me just cover a couple things here before we take another break. When, after the first contact with the white people, the whalers, the miners, and those people that brought all the bad things, our people were ready, pretty ready for something better. When the missionaries came, they brought the Bible, they brought something that the people thought was good, and they grabbed onto it. It was better than anything they had. Everybody turned Christian. And that was okay. His first missionaries were showing you a better way. And so our people said, fine, we want to be that way, so teach our children. The first missionaries were also the teachers. Well, short time after they started, teaching. The government says, you can't be teachers anymore, we're giving you other teachers. So they brought in schools, education, that was separate from the churches. The churches did okay for a while. They taught human values in the church. And most everybody was going to church yet. But what our people did was they said, our ways are not as good as the ways that the missionaries said were better. So we let the missionaries teach our children. And they stopped teaching these Inupiaq values anymore. They left it up to the churches and then the schools to do it. The churches probably, if people could stay in church, would have been able to keep our people together. But the problem with churches in the United States is that which church? There's lots of churches. People can belong to different churches. And not only that, but you don't even have to go. So the churches can't do the job by themselves. They can't teach these values. The educational system never was set up to teach these kind of values. That's not what they set up education for. Education is there to teach you, like Willie said, to be an American and to do a job. That's all. They don't care how you live. As long as you can show up for work, do your job, go home and vote. That's about all that schools are going to try to teach you. They're not there to teach you how to live. So what happens when you've got that kind of a situation? Nobody knows how to live. When we grow up, we don't know how to be parents. We don't know how to be leaders. Something's missing. And that's what we're talking about. These Inupiaq values. That's what's missing. That's why we got so much problems. The white people don't have it. A lot of them don't have as many problems as us. Because their families are still teaching them these values. We're not. We're leaving it up to the churches and the schools to try to teach our kids these values. And they're not doing it. It's not their job. Not by themselves. Values are taught in a lot of places. I'm just picking out four of them so you get some idea of what we're talking about. We leave it up to the schools and the churches to teach values. And they're not being taught. Where they're missing is in the home and in the village. The Americans do the same thing. They try to teach values at home. But they have trouble too because they have small families. And just two parents can't teach their children everything they need to know so that when they grow up, they can do their job as adults, as parents. They can't do it. Two people are too dumb. They got to have help. You got to have help from your grandparents, from your own parents, from your aunts, your uncles. You got to get help from other people. And together, then that many people will know enough to teach you how to be a good parent yourself. So what do? The Nalawamis, as Willie said, they break the family down, they ship off their parents to the old folks' home, and they go someplace else with just their own kids. And they lock themselves in a house, in an apartment. They go off and they leave their kids to babysitters and to school teachers. And they never learn. And we're doing the same thing. We get little things like housing here, and we put grandparents in this house over here, and their kids over here, and their brothers and sisters all over, so that you can't even see each other. You got to get a telephone so you can talk to your family. We're doing the same thing as they did. So who's going to teach who? Well, that's what's missing. The churches are doing their best. But it's not good enough. They're worried. Roland, Elmer, Alfred Wells, they're all working with us on this because they know they're not doing the job. It's not working there. The schools, all this fancy schools, all these Malomis with degrees, even a few Inupiats we got working in the school now, they're not doing the job. Kids are getting worse. And here's why. Because there's no teaching here at the home and in the village. In the village, city, whatever you want to call it, the Nalalmi way, they don't teach. What they do is they set up laws. If you do something wrong, you get your hand slapped, you go to jail, something happens. You're not taught anything except by making mistakes. Well, there's other ways of teaching in the village that can be, it can be used to teach values. So what we're, our program is to teach values, Inupiat values, in these two places. That's what we want to try to do. We have a program. Here's what our program is. To teach these human values to our own people, in our own homes, in our own village. And they'll be helped in the schools and in the churches because they do teach a little bit, but not enough. They can't do it by themselves. Just as in the school, if you're trying to teach somebody English, or math, or reading, if your kid doesn't do that at home, if you don't help them at home, they're not going to learn much. The teachers always tell your parents, help us, teach them at home, read to them, help them with their problems, help them with their homework. And we, you know, a lot of you can't, because you don't know it. I can't. I used to be pretty good at math, and as soon as I got some kids that were taking math, I tried to help them. They changed the way that they do the math, and I don't even know how to do it. But, you know, I should have learned. But that's okay. My wife took care of that, so I didn't have to. But this is what we're trying to do. We're not trying to tear down anything. We got to do more. We don't have a choice. I don't think we'll last till 1991 if we don't do something about it. Because things are getting bad too quick. All of us are sick. We don't understand. We can't even see the problem. Those poor little kids that are growing up, when you tell them you got a drinking problem, they don't even understand what you're talking about. That's all they've seen all their life. When they see their parents drunk, they don't know any different. So what? That's the way it's been all my life. It's not a problem to them. And those are not the things that are a problem. We're spending all kinds, millions of dollars every year through Manila, through the state, through the federal government, try to solve these problems. Alcohol, drugs, all kinds of stuff. We got professionals they hire. We can't even hire our own people. You got to have a degree. They study these kinds of things. They come up and they work on us, and they work on us, and they work on us, and nothing happens. Getting worse all the time. Because alcohol is not the problem. Drugs is not the problem. That's not the problem. What we were talking about is this. This is the problem. This is the values. That's the problem. Inside we're sick, not on the outside. Getting all these outsiders to come in and try to help us is not going to work. Because they don't know what the problem is. They can't help us. We've got to help ourselves. And the problem's inside. And all of us got the problem. Or all of us have had it. The only thing that saved some of our people is the church. Some of our people have said, can't live this way, and they go to the church and they give themselves to Christ and they change their ways, and all they're doing is adopting values so that they live a better life. That's all they're doing. Well, that's what we have to do, but we're not going to do it in the church. A lot of us won't go to the same church. Or a lot of us won't go to church at all. A lot of us don't want to make that kind of a commitment, what it takes. We want to do it slow. We don't want to shock ourselves too much, for whatever reason we got. Maybe we like some of the bad things we're doing, whatever excuse we have. But we can't do it that way. So what we're saying is that it doesn't have to be done only here. It can be done at home. And it can be done because we're in your paths. It can be done the old way. And we can teach more than just values. We can teach our kids how to live off the land. Because that's not being done anymore. Every village we go to, now that the oil prices are high and they're starting to use wood, they're all complaining their kids don't even know how to get the right kind of wood anymore. Well, why? Because they never learned. You didn't teach them. But that's just one little thing. And if you know, if our parents, our grandparents, most of them are dead now, if they had decided that, yes, we got to learn the white man's education, that's okay, but we got to keep our own, if they had kept that up, we wouldn't have had this problem. They got so carried away with the white people that they just said, here, train my children, your way is better. It might be better on the outside, but it sure wasn't better on the inside. So we've got to do something about it. You've got to do something about it. Look at how many things we got you. And I want to apologize while I got a chance. We started going around giving you things. Roland and I used to talk. Boy, that Notak is a backward town, backward village. They didn't want to become a second-class city, even though the state would give them more money. They didn't want, a lot of the people didn't want electricity because they figured that after electricity would come all kinds of other bad things. You know, you guys were right. And we were wrong. So I want to apologize to you. You're the only village that was this way. Every place else, oh yeah, bring us some more, bring us some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. This was the only village few people said, nope, that's no good for us. And you were right. Look where we helped you. We helped you right into the hole. And we were wrong. So I guess we're expecting more from you, from Notak, than the other villages, because you always, some of you anyway, always knew that what we were doing was wrong. So it only took me 10 years to turn around. But we're all, some of us are pretty slow.
Wow, noise in Lakalau, I've said a lot. In your bag, when you're young, how do you get a lot to love? William aku kau di dalam kasi, kanu kau lang ni sekap meran teman nak, nolong me milik kuseni, kau tu di dalam kasi, cuma kami, oops,
I can't go too far, I guess it must be, loud.
Buk am rumah, wenem kau tiada nak ngah, temaguk, abang ngah Europe min, America mun, ngalong min, nunan nak nekamin, United States nunanganik, Italy nunanganik, tak nang nunakiluk, ini kau kafir, sule, Alaska tak nang tutup. Sulit ukur tiga, tanda supaya agit agit di kemek, apneng nyop lugu, naka kisut agit di kami, nak urau lu pergi cawul agit di rakui. 1966 minggu, orang nenye agak sejagat kami, kemana punya kawamam. It kajin nunangan nik, inyu petiung nunangan, tanda tiga oksin yang marum. Olak ni kami, ukan lak tu, uang ngaligyo, Charlie Bailey, umayak tu rakun ni tasa munga, katin banyak tau ni, ijau nak sok, kami simap lukuk tu, tanda, nunat taman na, inyu pet nunangan, kanok tigong minira na sa padrong kana ang kana tiyok ang negisin marun o tigira na ko ba tema ko naman you alright?
Yeah
no, go ahead
you see you open this up more.
Dalam ini menurut saya ni aku boleh mengkau di dalam kasih. Emak history mik, anak orang lain ni sekap mengada, menakik, United States. Emak tulang bingi lah tak kami tunggal lah. Ikhlasnya, emak ikhlas. Emak nak kini rodun pembelu, kisah emak nuna aku dibelu. Ingme ilat kosin banyak, ilat kosin nilai cint nameng ilarut nunit belu. Asyik nunak tangan bilang kait cikal lo kami ya masih aku lagi me uba 18 right 1880 alat mandanik dek na orang ni si silin juga jasi asih tamat kuninga it nak kira nunake so alas kengu lo kau kait nanti dia tuk tuk nakit kau semut pagkaw lugo na kasulwak lugo dan sa mga ilaw ni na putuwak sila ni at lang damag ko at ang niksawak sila kaya kahit nabdaw ko na logmin nunan nagdaan ni United States ko na itkalik tablungan ng nilililigo itkalik suli tablungan ng nilililigo itkalik suli tablungan ng nilililigo reservation na nagit na ilingisa at ang niksulwak kaksip ni Jasi damag ko kahit napiliguin niya kami siya damag nun na abuk lugo. Ise ko asih tap tu munga, dalam meok cintai aksin je jenguk tekna nunanganik, no cibik sangani tekna no cikup lu. Ila asih tap na pigi je di kami, eru pigi dalak sa kalau kami tunip jugu tekna nunu otine ise mata pin kerana apa? It kajak, zaman nunai ku di Simaruk, sama kapca kira bersebaya sa kawal lok tu adalah, ukir aku ikman buk, wasih tanti simu tamunga. Nunod ini jamak ko tiung banyak, lu kita manek siak tu duki banyak man, uki aku tidak kait pating, taman aku aksita aksima tu lek kanu, nunod ini jamak ko tiung banyak lek sangat tiung, asyibah mau ma alas kemul kenyang tu kami temur rusit di lek kuset nik, uko di lek kasih cula rusit kemul tu mau ma tulang nik kami, temur cok nunod naga aku ini pingin kelok tu ada kini nunod mana sung cok lingat nun. Aglad magkuningal ni manig me kanya ko di kahoding CRs ammeligli pe ko di kahoding damat ko ammich Nunani mana akisirawat luguli akisirawat nasgut lugu go kokni kapka ten sabo digadiut inyugli nunami ten angala taksa kakami naka sunirak mili akisirawat lugu supayami ten nidman nunanam ni dinagadi gutli asi nunakila payat nanani wani nunakila payani ten sabo di plugit asi umlupak Nana Kahuda, one Nana, Elipsia, Chikuta, Husi, Tap to money, you pay Rossi. Double down the one common thing, you pay Mugala Huda. Sulu up to Ximaru to Chikuta Hunuk. Double up is Pituximar Nanukle. In Okaradu, as even a long me will it Kosevic. In it tall of land down in a long me will it Kosevun. In your back, the Vinora, the Tame, in your Ximate Chuck. In your fair, Savat Lagisima, in your fair, it not Pilubuki signing it, naming a chuck, Kisupayam, Atam K. No law, mim, Savot Adam, Savot Kahuni. I see, shareholder, Una, Ilvit Kali Kora, I can. In your fair, Ludin Muga, Kisiku Dor, Nasina Lock, Dorthin, a glad. Tak cumona, pituk sembate kisirin 1991 mohon ekpan. Naga 1991 mohon lo, nabo tokun ekawic. Kisuman peci rutik sakta isuk kupku peci rutik sakta gayu banyak lo. Asinya tu di jalan naga kita nuan peci rutik ini opku. Kali kisimai tau tanda kali korak, sumek ingmiun. Pachi said, but a lot. Money wants it more than you should look. Thanks to my